Welcome back, everyone, to our Groundskeeper Chat Series. I am your host, Meg Kruger. I am the content lead with Pioneer Athletics, and we are live from Daytona Beach. We are joined by one of my favorite people in the industry, Kathy Croft. Did I say it right this time?
That's awesome. Awesome. Yes.
It's for the second time today. I weaseled you into this twice, and then we had some significant power to weasel Morgan into this. Chris weaseled his own way into it, and then he instantly regretted it.
I absolutely regret it.
So we're going to how we're going to start this one off is to get Morgan's turf origin story. So how did this become, you know, how did you end up here in Daytona? How did it become a career for you?
Okay. So I went to Virginia Tech for turf grass sciences, and at the time I thought I wanted to do golf course industry.
Okay.
So I interned up at Robert Trent Jones. And learned real quick I didn't want to work in the golf course industry.
Mm-hmm.
And so I came back to Tech for my last year, and they offered a class to where you could work on the grounds for, like, credits.
Okay.
And so I worked at the intramural fields where Chad was. That's where I met him. And we kind of just hit it off, and that was 2013, 2014. Mm-hmm. And so y'all just started in 2011, and he was – trying to find somebody to help him go to high schools and get your name out with the mounds and home plates.
Yep.
And I told him, I said, I'll go help you install them.
Mm-hmm.
So we started making trips down to Richmond and
Tennessee,
local high schools. And, you know, they would buy the, correct me if I'm wrong, they'd buy the home plates and pitching rubbers, and then we'd come install them. And so that was kind of how he would make the pitch to that. So, he was actually with me when I kind of fell into a job at Radford University.
Okay.
They wanted him to come look at their turf.
Oh,
wasn't
very
doing
cool.
Too good. And the guy's like, you got any of these guys wanting a full-time job? And he just looked at me and was like, this one does. So worked there for a couple of years and went to Botetourt County.
Which okay.
Is, and so in that time, Chad had left Virginia Tech and went to Roanoke County.
Okay.
And I made my way back over to him. 2017.
Okay.
And worked under him until 2021. Is that when he retired?
Yep.
And fortunate enough.
Retired.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Say.
So.
That's a theme in this industry. They never actually leave.
No. He does send me every morning or every other morning a picture of his coffee and his house slippers and a recliner.
I love it.
So he's still trying to live that retired life. Kathy won't let him, but
he gets that 15 minutes in the morning. When he lives it.
So so ended up getting promoted into his job when he left, and then promoted another time to be superintendent for Roanoke County Parks and Rec.
Incredible. And what is it about these two? It seems like an anchor. They're
special people.
Yeah,
special people. They're actually the godparents of my children.
Incredible.
So there's some ties Chad had that I was like, we might need to keep that just in case one of them gets wild. So, and Kathy, they're just sweet people. Do anything for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't matter what the circumstances are. They're going to try to help you. They've definitely helped me out. I would not be where I am today if it wasn't for them too. So.
How sweet. And they say as many nice things about you as well. I think they're pretty high up on their list as well.
Trying.
So something that's been really excited about this week's show is you guys have your prototypes back there for a new line, a new invention, a new wave of these turf, you know, maintenance toys. So you're really the mastermind behind that, and I'll let you talk a little bit about that, but then we'll also want to get Morgan's take, because I loved how he was able to share the perspective of, like, how your daughter just went crazy for him. So if you want to talk a little bit about the inspiration behind that.
So the inspiration, basically, you know, trying to think of how we can get more people involved into the industry. I mean, you talked to a lot of the groundskeepers, a lot of them just fell into it.
Yeah.
You know, by they were athletes and they got hurt and then
happy accidents.
Yeah. Exactly. So I'm like, well, how can we engage more? And you see Drew, who's working with the high school students, and I'm like, well, what about young kids?
Yeah.
Like, what is out there for young kids, especially when my nephew was younger and he likes mowing, he loves sports, but there's nothing to give him. You know, yeah. there's little John Deere tractors or little things
fire
like that.
Fire trucks and stuff,
construction stuff, but there's nothing really that's the real mower,
mm-hmm.
the infield groomer. And so I started looking into it and how much it would be. And I was like, all right, well, let's just try this. And Chad jumped on board. So it's been probably about a year and a half process. It's been a good chunk of money. But,
labor of love.
Yep. And we said, well, let's bring them here and try to, our toy consultant says proof of concept, yep. as she calls it. And so we brought them here, let people see them, put their hands on them. We know we need to make them a little bit tougher,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, tweak them. But we've seen to get some good interest. So I think we might try to see what the next step is. But that was kind of the inspiration of, you know, what can a groundskeeper pass on to the younger generation. And so then we developed the little free activity book that explains field patterns, mm-hmm. and who the machines are, and just to get them engaged. So I sent it to Morgan and said, hey, what do you think about that?
Yeah, so she sent it to me in an email, and I just replied back, I like it, but I'll see what my daughter likes.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That night, I just pulled it through my phone.
And she's 2.5.
Yeah.
Okay.
But at the time, I don't think she was 2.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
She was younger than that. And, you know, I'd be like, and each page has its own thing.
Yeah.
So started going through, you know, each baseball field, softball field, all of that. And get a little personal here. The next morning, I'm in the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
and the door
they
gets,
always
we
find
won't
us
describe
there.
Anything more it's, than that.
The door gets kicked open by her, and she comes running in yelling, Mobook.
Oh my gosh.
Mobook. So
that's so cool.
Every morning and every night for probably a year,
so
we've had
cool.
to read the Mobook. And so at the time, I only had it on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I printed it out and put it in like a spiral ring.
Yep.
And so now it's like, you have your own Mobook.
That's so sweet.
So she'll still sit there and flip. And she points it out. She can name all the equipment.
Oh, I love it. It's so cool. And you know, a lot of practical application for, you know, that's great when those kids are now at a Parks and Rec field and they know how to take care of it. But also so cool for the parents who, you know, it's a hard time explaining this job to another adult. But to have that catalyst to help you have that conversation of, so what mom and dad are doing when they go to work, or, you know, this is what it looks like when I, you know, you're home or you're at daycare or what have you.
Yeah.
So very cool. I love the concept.
So we'll see. We've had people say, yeah, I'll get down on the floor and play with these with my kids. And Ryan Woodley was like, yeah, I'll do that. Nick wants to put them in his office.
I love it.
So then one fellow was like, I'll just have it on my desk to play with the real mower.
Yeah.
We're like, okay.
I mean, they're so cute. I love them.
Yeah, here's a gentleman stopped. He's going to print out the pages. He's doing a career day.
Okay.
And he's going to print them out and take them to school for the career day.
Yeah, so, very cool. Limitless opportunities. But an opportunity people can do right now is sign up to be a VIP, like, first early adopter. You have the terminology.
I think we've called it the VIP toy collector. And
okay.
If they sign up, then as soon as we have more information, we'll get the information out there to everybody. And
Very cool.
Then they can also download the activity book.
The Mobook.
Yep,
I love
the Mobook.
It's beautiful.
We're going to kind of play with it. Our Canadian friends were like, you don't have a Canadian football or rugby in here. So, you know,
you're going to add
those
to that.
In there.
I love that.
Well, even adults will learn from that playbook. Honestly.
Honestly.
Get with your kids.
Yeah.
That's how I learned all about the garbage truck. Day in the life of the garbage truck.
Yeah.
My kids reading the book.
I love it. Yeah. Day in the life of, you know, they have that. I probably have said this a million times. Chris is like, stop. Like, day in the life of the Disney workers. Like,
have you seen that documentary?
I haven't seen it. So interesting. But
we lived it. I lived it.
Oh, you're right. Yes.
We lived it.
That's where you guys met, right?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, it's incredible. Like, all the different things we could display for our industry in that same light. So, very cool. I love it. And I am a VIP. I signed up. So
we're going to work on a kid's book too.
That there was a QR code right at the booth. But as we're closing up here, maybe on your social media pages or Where could they
try to take a picture of it and get it out there? I'll get it out on Monday. I can try to get it out.
And yeah, and
even
if you just share a link to your website where they can sign up for that.
Yep, we'll do that.
Definitely, that would be awesome.
Thank you.
And we can share in the description of this episode as well. You can go and follow the link and sign up to be a contributor.
Thank you.
So awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you guys.